This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The spending by candidates could break records in the races for two Georgia Senate seats that were close enough on November 3rd to trigger fresh runoff elections. Incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue versus Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler has a rematch with Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Democrat. One voting block that can't be reached so easily with the pricey TV ads, 18-year-olds, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Michael Gusto is so immersed in the runoff election, he spent part of his 18th birthday last week talking about it with a reporter, me.
I actually turned 18 today. Oh, today's my birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, ma'am.
Just a couple weeks ago, Gusto was too young to vote in the presidential election, but that didn't stop him from co-founding Students for Tomorrow at his high school in the Atlanta suburbs. Their pitch? Vote if you want to change things.
Students' positions on a lot of topics like climate change, gun control, and equality in general has been largely ignored in government.
To get out the vote, they're relying on the most potent weapon in a teenager's arsenal, peer pressure. Gusto says he spends 7 to 8 hours a day sending out emails and talking on the phone. He can't do much texting because his mom says that would be too expensive. Students for Tomorrow doesn't have a budget. Neither does Julia Geske.
There is just like people power.
Geske is a Get Out the Vote campus organizer at Georgia State University with the Georgia Public Interest Research Group.
We sent like over 8,000 text messages. We called almost 3,000 people.
Looks like that worked. 20% of Georgia voters in the presidential election were 18 to 29 years old, 3 percentage points higher than the national average. And there are around 23,000 Georgia teens who were too young to cast a ballot November 3rd, but will turn 18 in time to vote January 5th. They're getting special attention from Geske.
Educating them about everything and giving them the resources they need to register and then also to vote.
Meanwhile, the Democratic and Republican national committees are spending big money to target the youth vote. Georgia State University political science professor Amy Steigerwalt says they, too, are relying more on the phone.
More phone banking than I think we've seen in previous years because so many people are at home.
And if they don't answer, Steigerwalt says, volunteers will knock on their doors, wearing PPE, of course. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.